This is Thomas B. Warren, speaking to you on 5 Gospel Minutes, a daily radio broadcast which is an integral part of the International Gospel Hour. We encourage you to look in your newspaper and see the times at which the International Gospel Hour comes on some radio station in your area. This is an international broadcast, covers our nation and several other nations as well. Now today we continue with our study of the conversion of the man of Ethiopia about whom we read in Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Now I hope and pray that you will turn and read that passage as we study together, and study it further after we have finished this broadcast. And let me call your attention to the fact that it comes under the authority and power of the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. That Great Commission, which is recorded in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20, and Luke chapter 24, verses 45 to 49. Now, we're approaching this study from the standpoint of asking ourselves the question, what great spiritual lessons can we learn from this account? Already we have studied some 4 great lessons with sub-lessons under each one of those 4. And now in the 5th place, we point out to you that there are some things we can learn about baptism. I realize it's popular today, even among those who claim to believe in God, who claim to believe that the Bible is the Word of God and that Jesus Christ is His Son, that the Bible accurately, truthfully reflects the statements made by the Lord Jesus Christ in the giving of the Great Commission, and that His apostles and prophets were inspired by the Holy Spirit in giving us the New Testament. And yet many of these same people will deny that the essentiality of New Testament baptism is taught in the New Testament. We are told many times that baptism is simply an act that one may or may not do according to his own wishes after he has become a Christian. But friends, I submit to you that the Bible plainly and unequivocally teaches that baptism is an act of obedience. An act of obedience of a penitent believer, that is, of one who truly believes in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and who, realizing the enormity of his sin, has repented or changed his mind about the ungodly life he's been living, and in realization of the fact that only Jesus can be his Savior, and his desire to be saved through the blood of Christ, is willing to confess the name of Christ before men, and then in obedience to his plain and simple teaching, to be buried with him in baptism, to rise from that grave of water, to walk in newness of life. You know, down through the years as I've been preaching the gospel, I've often had some person, no doubt, usually an honest, sincere person who simply wants to know what's right, have asked me, why do you not just preach Jesus and leave baptism out of it? Well, of course, the thing we should do is preach Jesus. There isn't anything else that we should preach. But the Bible, you see, in the Old Testament, its basic message is Jesus is coming. And in the early part of the New Testament, the gospel records, Jesus has come and now has gone away to be seated at the right hand of God on the throne of David, king over his kingdom, and that he is someday coming again to call all men into account for their deeds. So you see, Jesus is coming again in judgment. And so involved in preaching Jesus, however, we must recognize that in the giving of the Great Commission, Jesus said, all authority hath been given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, friends, this passage, along with Mark 16:16, certainly makes clear that in the Great Commission, Jesus made clear that baptism is essential to salvation. That means that even if you are a believer, you cannot be saved if you refuse to obey the Lord in being baptized. But our time is gone for today. We'll continue this study tomorrow, the Lord willing. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.